Bennett Mattson. Call for his second. Jaron Sees off the bench. He'll replace Trent Schottenhoff for Stevens Point. Inbounding is Grant Schottenhoff. Right wing side Sees. Open for a three. Hits it. Way too open. Jaron Sees first points of the night. Back to a 6-point lead for Stevens Point. 28-22. 14-15 to go. Out top with it is Bennett Mattson. Left wing side. Taken there by Lang. Lang right wing. Bennett Mattson. Pass inside. Posting up his Lang. Out top Federici. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound cleared by Stevens Point. McAleen into the forecourt. McAleen left corner. Grant Schottenhoff. Schottenhoff into the lane. Up with the right hand. No good. They will say he was bumped and fouled before the shot. Brady Phelps will come into the game for the Warriors. Also coming in will be Miles Wahlvogel. Federici and McDonald will each take a seat. Stevens Point will inbound up by six. Left-hand side, Jaden Howie. Moves it out top, McAleen. McAleen over to Dinga. Dinga right wing side, Sees. Sees looking baseline. Sees goes up for the shot, way off the mark, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds off of Stevens Point and Jaden Howie. Warriors need a basket. Don't want to see this lead stretched out any more than what it is right now. Kharji Cooper. Oh, he stopped his dribble right past the timeline and takes an extra step. Call for a travel and a turnover. So now Spash up 28-22, gets it back. 13:33 to go. Out top with his Grant Schottenhoff. Left corner, Trent Schottenhoff. McAleen on the left wing. McAleen works his way towards the corner. Now McAleen into the lane. Ball fake up with the right-hand banker. No good. Good defense by Griffin Lang. Lang gets the rebound. Back up court. Lang hands it off to Cooper. Cooper, 23 feet from the basket. Wahlvogel, right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson looking down low. Kharji Cooper. Cooper posting up, gets double teamed. Oh, great look underneath. Laid up and in by Brady Phelps. Double team against Kharji, and he was able to use that very effectively and find the wide open Phelps underneath. 28-24 Spash. Left-hand side, Grant Schottenhoff. Schottenhoff fade away from eight. Banker is good. 5 points now for Grant Schottenhoff. 30-24 Stevens Point. 12:35 to go. Wahlvogel swings it out top. Cooper. Left wing side, Mattson. Mattson, 25 feet from the basket. Phelps at the free throw line. Phelps looking for help. Looks down low. Not able to connect with Bennett Mattson. Tipped and stolen. Picked up by Grant Schottenhoff. Schottenhoff into the forecourt. Three-pointer. Short, no good. And Howie climbs over the top of Brady Phelps and is called for the foul. Timeout called by Wausau West. 12:14 to go, 30-24 Stevens Point. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Well, 14 to go in the game. 30-24 Stevens Point. Wausau West has the basketball. Into the forecourt, Miles Wahlvogel gets doubled. Left-hand side, Jackson Riley. Riley looking down low. Griffin Lang. Lang left corner. Lang working against McAleen. Lang is bumped, and foul coming up on McAleen. Each team now has four fouls in the second half. That's number two on Baraka McAleen. Warriors are inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. The inbound to left corner. Three-point attempt is good! Miles Walvogel from the deep left corner. First points for Miles, 30-27. Shadina into the lane. Shadina stops. Right wing side. And then a bad pass. Trent Shadina took the pass from Grant Shadina. Tried to get it down low to Jaden Owie, but throws it away. And now West, down by three with the ball. 11:42 to go. Hook into inbound, taken by Miles Walvogel. Facing defense by Jaron Cease. Pass ahead. Oh, and then thrown away by the Warriors. Into the forecourt smash, McAleen. McAleen in the lane. Floater from 10 is no good. Out of bounds. Air ball, so goes to Wausau West. Warriors got a break because the ball was thrown to the center court line. It was grabbed by Madsen, but his momentum was taking him into the backcourt, so he was forced to try and find a teammate and was thrown away. Miles Walvogel back up court for West. Double teamed, and he'll be tied up. Arrow pointing towards West. So the ball will now be inbounded by West on the far sideline. Taken by Bennett Madsen. Madsen moves it near side. With it is Jackson Riley. Riley penetrates, gets it out top. Now right-hand side. Three-pointer for Lang is a little short, no good. Weak side rebound grab by Jaden Owie. Owie will bring it over the timeline for Stevens Point. Moves it right wing. Grant shot it up. Back between the circles, Dingo. Dingo, left wing side to McAleen. 27 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Reed Zastava. Zastava, right wing side to Owie. Owie working against Phelps. Fade away from 15, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Griffin Lang. Still 30-27, Stevens Point. 10:38 to go. Lang will work it up court against Dingo. Crosses the timeline. Works his way right wing. Gets double teamed. Ball is tied up. This time the arrow points towards Stevens Point. Still a 30-27 lead for Stevens Point. Couple of empty trips for the Warriors. McAleen into the forecourt. Right wing side, Dingo. Back out top, Grant Shadina. McAleen, right corner, 20 feet from the hole. Penetrates. Gets doubled. Now needs some help. Swings it left wing side, Shadina. Grant Shadina into the lane. Running layup is no good. Rebound grab by Jaden Owie. Top of the key. Dingo, three-pointer is good. Savon Dingo. Big three-pointer for Stevens Point. Back to a six-point lead for the Panthers. 33-27. Warriors into the front court. With it is Walvogel. Long three-pointer. Hits it! Couple of huge triples for Miles Walvogel. 33-30 Stevens Point. 9:40 to go. McAleen to the free throw line. McAleen back on the right wing. Sastava. Top of the key. Grant Shadina. Shadina left wing. Shadina up for a three. No good, but they're going to call a foul on Brady Phelps, and it'll be three free throws for Shadina. Boy, that looked like ticky-tack. The coach is wondering why, and the referee saying the lower body of Phelps went into Shadina. Had no effect on the shot. Free throw is good. Man, oh man, that's a tough call. Shot it up. 6 points in the game. Well below his 20-point average. Second free throw is no good. Jaron Cease back in, replacing Baraka McAleen for Stevens Point. Third free throw. Good. 35-30, Stevens Point. Nearing the midway point of the second half. Jackson Riley into the forecourt for the Warriors. Who's it left? Bennett Mattson. Mattson now works his way to the right wing side. Mattson back out top. Waldvogel. Waldvogel dribbles left wing. Now Waldvogel gives it to Jackson Riley. Riley moves to the left. Riley now left corner. Left wing side, Waldvogel. Waldvogel to the free throw line. Gives it to Lang. Now right corner. With it is Mattson. Mattson back over to Riley. Riley left wing side. Gets it out top to Waldvogel. Waldvogel penetrates. Stops near the left elbow. Left hand side, Lang. Lang 22 feet from the basket. Holds it above his head. Now dribble penetrates. Heads to the hole. Lays it up. Yes, and a foul. Good hard move right down the lane by Griffin Lang. And he has a chance to pull West to within two. 10 points now for Griffin Lang. Nico Federici back in for Wausau West. Free throw is good. Griffin Lang pulls the Warriors to within two. 35-33, 8:40 to go in the game. Stevens Point out top, Jaden Owie. Hand it off. Dinga. Dinga gives it to McAleen. McAleen, 24 feet from the basket. Moves it left wing side. Grant Chardonnay. Chardonnay. Backs it up 30 feet from the hole. Gives it back over on the right wing to McAleen. McAleen to the right corner. Kicks it left corner. Sees. Back out top. Taken there by Grant Chardonnay. Looks inside. Jaden Owie. Owie moves it right wing. McAleen. McAleen into lane, hits it to Grant Chardonnay, who hits the four-footer. Little feed in the lane from McAleen to Chardonnay. Chardonnay starting to heat up. 37-33 splash, 7:55 to go. Bennett Mattson, left wing side, 24 feet from the basket. Bennett dribbles with the right hand. Bennett moves it left wing side. Miles Waldvogel. Waldvogel turns the corner. Waldvogel gives it back to Lang. Lang just right at the top of the key. Holding it is Griffin Lang. Lang around the screen. Lang now looking to drive. Left corner. Riley for three. Hits it. Jackson Riley for the deep left corner. It's a one-point game. 37-36 Stevens Point. McAleen thrown away. Jackson Riley. Riley down the lane. Riley to the basket. Yes! Went over the top of Jaden Owie. And the Warriors take the lead. 38-37. Chardonnay, left-hand side. Moves it on the wing, sees. Back out top, Dinga. Dinga, left wing side, Chardonnay. 22 feet from the basket. Chardonnay penetrates. Chardonnay to the hole, Banker, no good. Rebound, battle for, still loose. Grant Chardonnay picks it up. Chardonnay inside to Owie, who slams it down. And a whistle and a timeout call by Stevens Point. 6:49 to go. Stevens Point 39, Wausau West 38. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Well, we've got ourselves a good one here from the field house. 39-38 Stevens Point, 6:49 to go. Couple of massive baskets for Jackson Riley had given the Warriors a one-point lead. First a three-pointer, and then he went over the top of Jaden Owie on a very tough finish. Warriors in the forecourt. Miles Waldvogel, left wing side Federici. Over to Riley, up for another three. Little bit strong, no good. Rebound grab by McAleen. McAleen over the timeline for Stevens Point. Moves it out top, taken by Dinga. Back to McAleen, 40 feet from the hole. McAleen will hold it. Still holding it. Now moves it right. Grant shot it up. Looking inside. Trying to post up his Owie. Working against Federici. Now rotated left wing side to Sees. Jaron Sees. 30 feet from the basket. Owie between the circles. Left wing side McAleen. McAleen to the right elbow. McAleen. Now stops. Moves it right wing side. Dinga for three. No good. Rebound cleared by Griffin Lang for the Warriors. Lang will bring it over the timeline. Chance for the Warriors to regain the lead. Right wing side, Jackson Riley. Riley, 30 feet from the basket. Riley penetrates. Riley to the hole. Riley misses the layup. Rebound Lang. Lang blocked. Jaden Owie with the block. Lang gets it back. Right corner, Federici. Another chance for the Warriors. Hands it off. Miles Walvogel. Walvogel backs it up. Walvogel near the center circle. Right wing side, Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribbles with the left hand. Mattson. Backdoor cut. Walvogel to the hole. Lays it up and in. Beautiful feed by Mattson. Great finish by Miles Walvogel. 8 second half points for Walvogel. 40-39 Warriors. 5:12 to go. Grant Chadinot, top of the key. Moves it left wing side to Sees. Sees back to Chadinot. Right wing side, McAleen. McAleen. Into the right corner. Gets it over to Owie. Banks it up. No good. Too hard off the window by Jaden Owie. Bennett Mattson with the big rebound for the Warriors. West with the basketball and a one-point lead. Into the forecourt, Lang. Lang with McAleen bodying him up. Lang gets it over to Walvogel. Right wing side. Bennett Mattson. Mattson looking baseline. Mattson. Oh, tried to hit the cutter, Lang. And the ball thrown away. Now a three-on-one the other way. To the basket. Dinga lays it up and in. A huge mistake by the Warriors. In the end, trying to save it was Walvogel. He probably, if in retrospect, would have just let the ball go out of bounds. Saved it into the hands of Stevens Point and turned it to a three-on-one. 41-40 Spash. Right wing side. With it is Jackson Riley. Riley around the screen. Riley needs help. Gets it to Federici. Federici got grabbed, and finally the whistle blows. Team foul number 6 on Spash. Next foul will put the Panthers over the limit. West has 5 team fouls. .408 to go. 41-40, Stevens Point. Warriors will inbound on the far sideline. Kharji Cooper back in, takes the inbounds pass. Cooper gives it over to McDonald. Right wing side, Mattson. Right hand side, corner, Federici. Federici now to the wing. Gets it out top. McDonald. Marcus McDonald. Dribbles. Now right wing. Open three for Lang. Hits it! Griffin Lang. 3-point field goal. 43-41. Wausau West. 3:43 to go. McAleen top of the key. McAleen left wing side. Grant Chadinot. Chadinot. Back to McAleen left wing. Out top. Chadinot. 3-pointer. Hits it. First it was Lang, then it was Chadinot. 44-43 Spash. 3:23 to go. Marcus McDonald near the center circle. McDonald moves it right wing side. With it is Federici. Federici between the circles. Federici left wing side. Bennett Mattson. Mattson moves it right. Marcus McDonald 25 feet from the hole. Between the circles, McDonald. Left wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang, 27 feet from the basket. McAleen in his grill. Around the screen, Lang. Lang moves it right-hand side. McDonald, now right wing. Mattson, back to Lang. Now McDonald, right wing. McDonald gets it out top. Federici, three-pointer. Hits it! Nico Federici! A three-pointer for Nico. 46-44 Warriors. 2:37 to go. McAleen gets bumped and fouled. There is not... That is not the player you're expecting to hit the big three-pointer to give you the lead. But Nico Federici coming up huge. His third three-pointer of the season. He came in to tonight's play 2 of 15 from the arc. He had missed one earlier. So now 3 of 17, but they don't get any bigger than that. So now both teams with 6 team fouls. Inbounded by Spash. McAleen up for three. No good. Came up short. Rebound is grabbed by Walvogel. Warriors up by 2. Have the ball. 2:25 to go. Into lane. Cooper. Cooper is called for a walk. His arm appeared to be hit as he went into the lane, but the officials disagree, and the ball back to Stevens Point. 2:20 to go. 46-44 Wausau West. Bounce pass, right wing side. Grant shot it up. Handed off to Dinga. Dinga, left wing, sees. Sees, up for a three. Off the mark, short, rebound fought for. Still battle for, still loose. Dug out by the Warriors and Bennett Manson. And a timeout called by Wausau West. Big rebound by Bennett Manson, and the Warriors call time. 2:02 to go. 46-44 Wausau West. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Wausau West, 2 minutes to go. Warriors have the basketball. Into the forecourt come the Warriors. Lang, Lang left-hand side, Federici. Federici's pass deflected, but he deflects it back to Griffin Lang. Right-hand side, Jackson Riley. Riley dribbles out of trouble, works his way to the top of the key. Now gives it back to Lang. Lang, 22 feet from the basket. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang underneath, left wing side, Federici back to Griffin Lang. Lang holds it. Lang gets doubled. Inside Federici. Federici lays it up and in! Lang with the feed to Nico Federici. Massive basket for the Warriors. 48-44. 1:19 to go. McAleen inside. Kicks it left inside! Through the hands of Shadana and out of bounds! Taking his eye off the ball was Grant Shadana. He just took his eye off the ball. And the Warriors up by four have it. Down to 1:10 to go. 48-44. Bennett Matson to the timeline. Matson into the forecourt. Matson is fouled. The Warriors looking to do something they haven't done in decades. Sweep Stevens Point in the home and home in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Bennett Matson, 1-1. 1:03 on the clock. That was the third personal foul on Grant Shadanoff. Team foul number 7. First free throw. Perfect. Ice water. Huge front end. Now trying to make it a 6-point game. No good. 1-for-2 trip. Aoi will bring it up quickly for Stevens Point. Aoi turns the corner. Aoi now under the basket. Top of the key, Shadanoff. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound tip grab by Marcus McDonald. Marcus dribbles. Marcus stops. Moves it near side. Wahlvogel. Wahlvogel will be fouled. 46.6 seconds to go. When you look at the two games between West and Spash this year, that last shot was a microcosm. A good look for Grant Shadanoff, but he has not been able to get going in either game against the Warriors. One and one for Wahlvogel. Perfect. What a half for Miles Wahlvogel. 9 points in the second half. Trying to make it a three-possession game. Second free throw is good. 51-44 Warriors. 44 seconds to go. Into the front court comes Stevens Point. McAleen, top of the key. Left-hand side, Owie. He's going to try a three. Hits it. Jaden Owie, the 6'9 forward, steps outside. Pulls Bash to within four. Still 36 seconds to go. 51-47. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmes, join former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
...51-47 Wausau West. 36 seconds remain in regulation. Stick around for our post-game show. We'll have a chance to look at the numbers, talk to the coach, talk to, I believe, a player guest as well, at least one. And if the Warriors win, I'm certain we'll have at least one of our players come on up. So again, that's coming up in our post-game. Warriors looking to inbound. Taken by Bennett Mattson. Over to Griffin Lang. Lang moves it left. Jackson Riley. Riley will be bumped and he'll be fouled by Grant Shadina, and that will be his fourth personal foul. As tough a night as it's been for Grant Shadina, still a player you won't want falling out if you're Stevens Point. Team foul number nine, so another 1-1, this time for Jackson Riley. 4 for 6 at the free throw line this season. Not a lot of chances. Perfect. Massive free throw. And boy, massive second half for Jackson Riley. All 6 of his points in the second half. One more to come. Hits it again. 53-47. Two possession game, 31 seconds to go. Both teams have two timeouts. Inbound in McAleen. McAleen will bring it over the timeline. McAleen near the top of the key. Left wing side shot and he'll try a three. No good. Rebound fought for and a foul coming up on Stevens Point. Jaron Sees pushing in the back. Another good look for Grant Shadina, who just cannot find the range. Team foul number 10, so that means double bonus for Miles Wahlvogel. Ten points all in the second half for Wahlvogel. Make it 11. What a performance for Miles Wahlvogel. Now, Coach Nate Lemons will call timeout. 22.3 seconds to go. 54-47. We're going to keep it right here, tell you about our upcoming broadcast. Again, we'll have the Warrior boys back in action Friday night. They'll be in Wisconsin Rapids taking on the Lincoln Red Raiders. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 7, opening tip-off at 7:15, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thursday night, Wausau West Hockey at Eau Claire North, rescheduled game from last week. That game can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app. 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. The game will also air on a delay basis following coverage of Marathon versus Newman Catholic girls basketball. Tom Weaver will have that one starting at 7 o'clock on Thursday here on 98.9 WXCO. But again, Warriors at Eau Claire North in hockey, Thursday, 6:45, Sports 2 stream, 98.WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. One more free throw now for Miles Wahlvogel. Perfect again. 55-47 West, 20 seconds to go. McAleen into the forecourt. McAleen to the basket. Banker is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bennett Mattson. Gets it over to Marcus McDonald, and that should just about do it. The Warriors are going to get a massive Wisconsin Valley Conference win here tonight. They will move to 5-2 in the WVC and will be all by themselves in second place in the conference after play tonight. It was not easy. There was long stretches where the offense was not clicking, but in the end, the Warriors able to find it coming down the stretch. First free throw is no good for Marcus McDonald. 13.2 seconds to go. No good. Rebound to Owie. He'll push. Owie goes up for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Battle for. Dug out by Stephen Point. Dinga, left wing. Tries a three. No good. Rebound. Grab. And up and in by Grant Schadenhoff as the game comes to an end. But a massive win tonight for the Wausau West Warriors as they win this one 55-49. 11-4 overall. 5-2 in the WVC for the Wausau West Warriors. We'll have the post-game show coming up next. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
We'll be right back.
massive win tonight for the Wausau West High School boys basketball team. They complete a regular season sweep of Stevens Point, winning 55-49. We'll have a chance to talk to the coach coming up in just a few minutes. Let's take a look at the numbers for Stevens Point. They had three players in double figures. Jaden Owie led the way with 15 points. He had 6 2-pointers and a three-pointer. 14 points for Grant Shadenop. He had 4 2-pointers, a three-pointer, and 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 10 points scored tonight by Baraka McAleen. He had 4 2-pointers and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Also for the Panthers, 7 points for Sivan Dinga. He had 2 2-pointers and a three-pointer. 3 points on a three-point field goal by Jaron Sees for Stevens Point. 16 two-pointers, 4 3-pointers, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line tonight for the Spash Panthers. For the Wausau West Warriors this evening, 14 points scored by Griffin Lang. 3 2-pointers, a pair of 3-pointers, and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 12 points all in the second half for Miles Wallvogel. He had 1 2-pointer, a pair of 3-pointers, 4 for 4 at the free throw line. 9 points for Nico Federici on 3 2-point field goals and a 3-point field goal. 7 points for Jackson Riley, all in the second half. A 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 6 points for Bennett Mattson, a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points on a 3-point field goal by Karji Cooper. 1 basket for 2 points for Brady Phelps. Marcus McDonald had 1 basket for 2 points. 11 two-pointers, 7 3-pointers, and 9 out of 13 at the free throw line tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. It was 20-18, Stevens Point at the end of the first half. Spash took as big as a lead as 6 points in the second half, but the Warriors finished big. They finished big in the last 4 minutes of this game to pull out the win 55-49. So with the win, the Warriors improved their overall record to 11 wins and 4 losses. They are 5-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Stevens Point drops to 9-7 overall, and they are 3-3 in the WVC. Still waiting for the coach to work his way up. Again, we will have the Warriors back in action in their next game coming up on Friday night when the Warriors take on the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. That game will be played at Lincoln High School in Wisconsin Rapids. We will have live coverage of that one starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock and the opening tip-off at 7:15. Again, that's coming up on Friday night, the Warriors and Wisconsin Rapids. Coming up tomorrow night, we have the big high school sports show. 6 till 8 p.m., myself and Jeff Gress will talk about what's going on in high school hockey and basketball. Our coach guest at 6:25 tomorrow night from Auburndale will be Chad Weinfurter and our student-athlete guest, Taylan Jerschely from Ozanie. She'll join us at 7:06. So that's coming up tomorrow, 6 till 8 p.m., big high school sports show right here on 98.9 WXCO. Joined now by the coach of the Wausau West Warriors, Nate Lemons. Terrific. Number one, congratulations. Yeah, boy, thanks. That was a bit of a roller coaster. Got off to a pretty good start.
Did you hit your head? Oh, my God.
You had a really solid start. Then the offense kind of got bogged down for quite a while, but you finished this game off big time. Boy, when the chips were down, you had a number of kids coming off the bench, younger players. Jackson Riley with big shots, Miles Wallvogel with big shots, Nico Federici hitting a three-pointer. Boy, kid after kid after kid stepped up.
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, one of those things where as the game went on, you just – at one timeout, I just told the guys, I said, I don't like what I'm seeing right now as far as our eyes and how we looked. I felt like we were content and we were just kind of, you know, and I didn't feel we had that hunger and that fight. And we don't have that luxury. We don't get to take time off and plays off and things like that. And they responded. And it took other guys. You know, that's the thing is, you know, big boy, you know, Jackson doesn't get a lot of minutes sometimes, you know, with matchups and things like that, and that he never wavered, and he came in here tonight with he knows we have tons of confidence in him because in practice we're saying shoot it, and he came in and just he's not afraid of the moment, And then a guy like Brady, I mean, my goodness, how good did he play tonight? You know, and a lot of stuff that he does doesn't show up, but how far he's come and his ability to give us depth in our rotation, and he doesn't complain. He's a senior that just comes in and does what he needs to do, and he had some big buckets tonight. So just guys that deserve to have good games, had good games. But overall, just the team toughness again, just our ability to control the glass, our ability to share the basketball, and we got a little shaky there bringing the ball up to simple pressure there. That was frustrating, but you know, those are all things that we can figure out. But you got to love what a great high school basketball game, and just what a performance by our guys. I mean, just so proud of how they played and how they stepped up and
backing it up. You beat them the first time. You knew they were going to come in here. They were going to try to get it back.
Yeah.
And they did. They tried to come, and they tried to do it. And again, your defense to hold them to 50 the first time, 49 the second time, to back it up says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, they really tried to climb on us and get physical. And so I thought we did a good job of, I think it put us on our heels a little bit, and we got shaky with it. But then I thought we responded really well and open the floor up and just made plays when we had to make plays, and that's what you got to do. It's an easy game when the ball goes in the hoop. I see we shot 11 3-pointers, or whatever
seven
that is,
threes.
Seven threes.
11
so you know, obviously when we make the three ball, we're a different team, and we had to do that tonight with Aoi down in the post. But I thought our threes were good. We didn't settle. I thought they were good looks where we had worked the ball and moved the ball and gotten the shot that we wanted.
I will say that the three-pointer that was the most impressive to me, because I can see it right down the line, Miles was so far behind the backboard on that shot. I don't know how he made that shot.
He's a Wahlvogel, so they just find ways to throw it up there. So,
and finally, real fast before we get to Brady, because I know you want to get down there, you said it. Boy, it is wonderful to have a big-time atmosphere like tonight. Right?
Yeah, you got the pep band here, and you know, I thought we had a good fan base, and so, and just in conference, it's so important to win on your home floor. And so, and what a good team they are, well coached, guys that I respect a lot. So just a great high school basketball game. And one of those things where it's just like, wow, what better could you do on a Tuesday night than come out and watch something like that?
Well, folks, come out to Rapids on Friday. We'll see you there.
Yeah, see ya.
Head coach Nate Lemons, Brady Phelps. Number one, congratulations. Man, oh, man.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'm going to have to dig into my record book to see the last time Wausau West swept Stevens Point in the WBC.
Yeah.
Obviously, for you and your teammates, as the coach said, everybody stepped up tonight. I mean, it was a matter where whenever the tap came in, everybody did their job, didn't they, tonight?
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
What was your mindset tonight? Because obviously, boy, that's a good basketball team. You got a 6'9 kid in Aoi. You got shot in on. You got a bunch of really good kids. What was your mindset when you got on the court tonight?
Well, funny thing is, I have two cousins that play on this team. My mindset was just to play better than them.
Which are the two?
Jaren Zeese and Jaden Zeese.
What's it like? What is that like?
I mean, we're obviously good friends, but it stays competitive on the court. We can just forget about being cousins, just play as hard as we can.
It did feel like it was a game there. I mean, there was not a lot of free throws. There really weren't a lot of fouls called, but it was still a pretty physical game. Was that the way it felt down there?
Yeah, I feel like having their big post guys, we were physical enough to get them out and control the rebounds. I think that was a big part of the game.
What was the key in terms of the two games this year? Because both in Stevens Point and here tonight, Shad and I could not really get going. Your defense against him made it so hard for him. And then when he did get some good shots, it's almost as though he was almost not expecting it.
Yeah.
What was the key against Grant Shad? Because he's averaging more than 20 per game. He didn't sniff that either time. What was the game plan against him?
I think we just got to go hard at him at the beginning and just get him out of his rhythm. And then that carries out through the whole game, forcing him to take worse shots than he takes. And just, we had Bennett playing very hard on him, and he did that last time we played them too, and I think he's a very good matchup for Grant.
And for yourself and everybody else that comes off the bench, the coach was talking about the confidence that he has in you guys. Mm-hmm. And in a game like this, to get the minutes and to be out there in this vital game, how much does that confidence from your coaches mean to you?
It means a lot. Having them have so much faith in us gives us confidence. I mean, coach talks about having joy and fearlessness every time we play, and I think that carries through the starters and the bench.
And finally, the game came down to the last 4 minutes or so. I mean, you guys were behind for much of the second half. The coach was talking a little bit about what was said down there. What were you guys talking about as he got down to the stretch? Or is there really much talk at all? Is it just about going out there and doing it?
I mean, there's a lot of talk about handling the ball. I mean, we got a little content with handling the pressure when they were pressing us, but he just said, hold on to the ball, take care of it, and get good shots if we can.
And I guess it's getting exciting now as we get towards February, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Hey, congratulations. Really
you.
Fantastic job. And we'll see you Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Again, man, oh, man, what a great job. Brady Phelps and everybody else for the Wausau West Warriors as the Warriors win at 55-49 tonight over the Stevens Point Panthers. Again, it was just a terrific effort here tonight. We're going to take one final quick timeout, come back, reset things for the rest of the week here on 98.9 WXCO, and also get you ready for the second half of our doubleheader. Again, we will have as well Marathon in Stratford and a big one in the Merriwood South. That game is being broadcast tonight on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app with Tom Weaver. And we will have that one in its entirety coming up in just moments. But here tonight from the Fieldhouse, Warriors 55, Panthers 49. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio. But we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
And apologize, and my mic muted. I don't want to hear me coughing, but it's been a little bit of a battle the last week. But boy, tonight, what an exciting game. What a terrific win for the Wausau West Warriors, 55-49 over the Stevens Point Panthers. So again, tomorrow night, join us from 6 till 8, Big High School Sports Show. Thursday night, another high school sports doubleheader.
I will be at Eau Claire at Hops. The Wausau West hockey team takes on Eau Claire North. That will be live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. Tom Weaver will have Marathon versus Newman Catholic in high school girls basketball Thursday night live here on WXCO at 7. And then Friday night, Wausau West hockey, I should say Wausau West boys basketball at Wisconsin Rapids starting at 7 here on 98.9 WXCO. And then on Saturday, Wausau West hockey at New Richmond live on WXCO starting at 2:50 for the pregame. 55-49 Warriors over Stevens Point. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West High School boys basketball here on 98.9 WXCO, and thanks to you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes. Stick around. Coming up, another terrific high school boys basketball broadcast. Tom Weaver from Marathon, Red Raiders, and the Stratford Tigers. That's coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck
Gennaro at civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us. It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening from Marathon. Welcome to Red Raider Basketball on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Tom Weaver, where tonight a Marewood South matchup as the Marewood boys in action here tonight, as it is the Marathon Red Raiders 10-5 overall, 7-2 in the Marewood South against Stratford, 12-2. They're 7-2 as well, ranked 7th in the latest Wisports.net coaches poll in Division 4. Raiders 2-2 in their last four games. That stretch came after they had won 7 in a row for Adam Jacobson and the Raiders. Most recently on January the 24th, last Friday, a 76-54 loss against Moseley. Logan Peters with 10 points. And then on Thursday night, a 72-48 win against Athens. Garrett Bracewell with 17 points to pace the Red Raiders. That gave them conference win number 7 on the season. Stratford 12-2, 7-2 overall. Most recently a 73-35 win over Phillips. Brooks Vanderhoof, 23 points in that game. And before that, on the 17th, a 50-46 loss against Auburndale. Stratford led 23-17 at the half, but outscored by 10 points in the second half. Drew Berzowitz, 12 points for the Tigers in that matchup. First meeting between these two teams back on December the 17th. Marathon, a 62-61 win and an 11-point first-half lead. Put four in double figures. Truther, Sawyer Barons with 13-inch. Brusewitz with 17 for Stratford. Marathon has won 7 straight in the series against Stratford. The last win by Stratford, March of 2022 in a WIA regional final, 56-245. Marathon and Stratford in a Marewood Conference matchup. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll hear from Raiders head coach Adam Jacobson. That is coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Boys matchup here is the Marathon boys hosting Stratford. We talk now with Adam Jacobson, the Red Raiders head coach. Coach, I know I haven't seen you in a while. 2-2 here in your last four games. Talk about how things have been going. Is it kind of that search for consistency?